September 23rd, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am Lord of all nations, the unseen force moving justice forward and repelling evil agendas. I am raising up certain religious leaders during this most crucial hour of decision, which weighs upon the heart of the world. The enemy knows their identity and is trying to distract them with love of power, authority, and prestige. These leaders are called to coalesce the remnant faithful. This remnant is not confined to Catholicism or to those of Protestant persuasion. The remnant is made up of those conformed and united in the truth. The truth supports the reality of sin, of heaven and hell, and of the commandments as embodied in holy love. The truth calls each soul to his salvation through his effort to love me and to please me. These concepts of the truth seem very basic, but are in fact compromised over and over through disordered self-love. I caution every religious leader today, do not compromise your own salvation through abuse of your authority. The challenge is to persevere in your own holiness while leading others in the truth. If you neglect your own spiritual journey, you jeopardize your leadership in the truth. Love of money and popularity must not be part of your call. The successful leaders of the remnant reflect the remnant in humility, modesty, honesty, and support of the basic truth. They seek refuge in my heart, which stands ready to defend and to protect them. They do not fear standing up for the truth, but take joy in every opportunity to do so. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.